Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hi there. I'm Amanda Bicknies. I am Army Wife Network's Empowerment Agent. And today I will be sharing our Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment with you, all about five tips to help you master Mill Spouse motherhood. So for those of you that don't know me, just a little backstory. I do have a 3.5-year-old daughter named Michaela, and then I just had a son in January. So I've got a newborn as well. Life's pretty hectic for me. Although I feel like I could always say that even when I reflect back, you know, it's just kind of my norm, right? So a little bit more about me is that I've just recently become a stay-at-home mom. I usually am a teacher. And so this is a whole new world for me to not be working. I'm just doing a little bit of freelance stuff, but it's definitely a bittersweet feeling because I do get more time with both of my kids now. But I'm so used to the craziness of such a demanding job that it's an interesting dynamic for me. But my heart was tugging at me to stay home. And so here I am, but I've kind of experienced both worlds, and I've definitely learned a lot of life lessons along the way of being both a mom and a military spouse. So if you are also a mom, this is definitely for you today. So let's get started. Tip number one, recognize that you are a chaos coordinator, right? So embrace that chaos. As a teacher, like I've felt that I've kind of always done that, right? You just embrace chaos. But even if you don't have that same experience, it's totally applicable, right? As moms, we kind of have to let go a lot. And I used to really feel like I could control things and manage things. And while yes, that can still happen, right? The older I get, the more I realize that things are just kind of out of my control sometimes. And rolling with the punches is almost the best thing to do. So since becoming a mom, I've also experienced a fair share of solo parenting, right? As a mill spouse, we tend to have to do that quite a bit, unfortunately. But you kind of get into this survival mode and you really learn very quickly that you just can't sweat the small stuff. I actually was just solo parenting last week. And some of the thoughts that I had were like, is my house a mess? Yes. Are there dishes in the sink? Yes. Am I being more lenient for bedtime and routine? But despite all of those stressors, I let it go. And if you know me personally, that's a huge challenge, right? I usually take it all on, let it pile up. And while I still have that stress, at the end of the day, I could also ask the questions like, were my kids fed and happy? Yes. You know, did I clean after they finally fell asleep? Yes. And did we all survive? Yes, we did, right? As moms, we all suffer that mom guilt already. And I just want you to remember that it's okay to let some things go. You'll either get to them eventually, or maybe you realize some of those things were so insignificant in the first place that you don't even need to do them anymore. But no matter what, the kids aren't going to remember the messy house or how tired you were, or if they had mac and cheese for, you know, the second, third time in a row for breakfast. In fact, they love that kind of stuff, right? But they're going to remember the time that they got to spend with you and the memories that they had. So try to remember, I know it's hard, to embrace the chaos and enjoy the ride. All right. Tip number two, prepare for the worst, right? Have those backup plans for the backup plans. As our owner and commander, Sharita, she's always saying like, let's make a no plan plan, which I love, right? So learning to just kind of go with the flow, and that your plan is, hey, we don't really have a solid plan. And if that's not your jam, and maybe your specialty as a mom is like having to be prepared, just make sure that you've got, you know, extra backup plans in place so that you're not left feeling more stressed. A great example is we recently just had plans to travel next month so that our families could meet our newborn. But my husband's like, hey, military, like I can't travel for pleasure. I've got all these work trips lined up. Like I've got evals and he's super busy. And so, you know, I just gotta roll with it. And what did I do? I'm starting to make all those backup plans. So I'm, you know, calling my parents, trying to figure out, hey, is there a way that, you know, I can still come home maybe by myself with the kids? Either way, I'm kind of going through my mind and thinking of all these backup plans to make it happen. If you are a planner, just make sure that, and I know this is like a pro tip that we constantly joke about, but make sure that when you're scheduling those big events or planning for something, that you write it in your planner in pencil, right? Because if not, it's not as pretty. All right, tip number three, make friends who become family. So this is easier said than done. And honestly, it's pretty challenging as an adult. At least that's how I feel. However, when you do make friends that are like family, it makes a world of a difference. You're going to need emergency contacts. You're going to want to have a break, have that adult interaction. Then you're going to want to have support. All of these things you will need as a mom, or you do need as a mom. And if you're far from family, like friends are the way to go. I know that for me, these are a couple of things that I do. So when we first moved to a duty station, I really had to push myself out of my comfort zone pretty quickly. So a couple of ways I found some friends. So if you've got coworkers, if you are a working mom and you have coworkers that you get along with well, maybe they also happen to be moms, even better, right? Get together with them, be each other's backups. If you're not working, then you can always join some local groups, especially on social media, right? So Facebook, despite its flaws, like one of the most amazing things about it is that there are so many local groups out there that you can join, or you can even start, right? I know one of our other volunteers in her Mill Spouse Empowerment moment, I think she mentioned like seeking out Facebook groups. And sometimes they're really the way to go. You can really search for just about anything and it probably fits who you are. You know, like for me, there's Colorado Springs Moms groups or Fort Carson Mom groups. You know, there's all sorts of groups for just about everything. Of course, make sure that it's vetted or that they're asking questions first. And then if you are planning to meet up with somebody, either make it like a public place. I mean, you know, rules of safety for strangers. Although, full transparency, I actually met one of my now best friends. We've been best friends for several years because she asked like, hey, does anyone want to work out together at this gym? And I happen to be a member there. So sure enough, yeah, the rest is history. there's also apps out there like the Peanut app, an app that you can chat and meet up with moms if you want to. It's kind of like Tinder for moms. But other than utilizing connections and social media, don't forget there's other ways to kind of find your community and build that up. So if you do practice a religion, you can find a local church. If you volunteer, you can get involved with organizations. You can get involved with your spouse's unit or your child's school. There's really so many options out there. And the more of these that you do join, the bigger your support system gets, which is really awesome. But know that there are moms out there that are just like you, right? If they're mill spouses, even better, they're really going to understand more of your struggles better. I'd also, though, encourage you to really extend your circle outside of military affiliated groups. And I say that because selfishly, right, when you have those friends that move away before you do, it's really sad. And so luckily, by chance, through friends of friends, we've got some really solid, good friends here that we can count on. And luckily for us, they are here for the long term. They're not moving. And so that in of itself is kind of a breath of fresh air, really. And just for you all to know, like if you are a mom or even not a mom and you're in the Colorado Springs area and you're struggling right now, like reach out to me, shoot me a message. I'm here. I am by no means like an expert on anything. I do not have it all together, but I know what it's like to kind of feel like you don't really have anybody, or maybe you need an emergency contact. Like hit me up. I'm here for you. So all in all, it's worth the risk to step outside of your comfort zone so that you can make friends who are like family. I'm sorry, my pets are in the background. Like I said, I'm embracing the chaos, right? I've got a mess from my daughter over here, and then I've got a cat and a dog scooting around behind me. So. All right. Tip number four. Take advantage of the duty station that you're in. And this tip kind of goes hand in hand with the previous one, actually. So when you're looking for friends, you can also, you know, ask what resources they use. You can find some on or off base. There's so many family resources that you can take advantage of. So really just don't be afraid to ask around. But what I really mean about taking advantage of your duty station is that wherever you are, there's something new for you to explore. And when my husband first joined, I remember like I constantly thought, oh, well, if we move there, I have to, blah, blah, blah. But I've since, you know, switched that mindset to like, well, I get to do this. So full honesty here, I did not want to move to Colorado. Like when I found out that that's where we were PCSing, I was dreading it because it was just the complete opposite of where I grew up in Florida. And I was so negative about it. I was like, it's far from family. It's super cold. There's no beaches, right? Really bodies of water. Like people don't have pools in their backyards. You know, that was like a letdown for me. And the list just went on and on. And looking back, have I missed some of those things? Oh, absolutely. But I've also discovered a newfound love for hiking and exploring and having these gorgeous views of Pikes Peak right from my window. I mean, now I feel spoiled. And oddly enough, like I love the weather here. I've fully embraced it. Granted, there's hail and, you know, that's pure garbage. But the rest of it, like I do enjoy it. The snow that we get, sometimes we get all, you know, four seasons in a day. But the snow that we get is light and fluffy, and it's that exact type of snow that you kind of envision when you're a Floridian child and you're picturing snow. And we actually get that type of snow here, and then it quickly goes away, you know, the next day or a couple of days because the sun's out. And so I really do enjoy the weather. And what solidified it even more is on Christmas Eve, it snowed and my daughter got to experience a white Christmas. And, you know, growing up in Florida, I never had that. I didn't even see snow till I was 20 years old. So all that to say, like being essentially forced to move here, it was dreadful for me at first. But now I see it as a blessing, I would say. So exploring is awesome here, but even if you've PCS'd somewhere that's not very scenic or not so lovely, you can always check out restaurants, small businesses. There's always places that are going to be new to you and you still get to explore something that you wouldn't have been had you not been affiliated with the military or moved to that new place. And for those of you moms who maybe you're a National Guard or reserve spouse, and so it might not apply to you. But even then, something awesome is that you can still try new places within the same location, right? Don't be afraid to expand your horizons a little bit, because no matter where you are or what situation that you might be in, exploring new places, like within your own common ground, can honestly be pretty magical. All right. And lastly, tip number five, don't forget to take care of yourself, right? You all might be kind of rolling your eyes at me right now for suggesting self-care. And as moms, it's a huge buzzword right now. But honestly, being a mom and a military spouse, like especially if you're constantly doing that solo parenting thing. It's not for the faint of heart, like at all. And as moms, we wear so many hats. And so you have to take a break wherever you can. So just do small things that make you happy. I know that I personally have to remind myself every day to do this, and it doesn't always happen. And then I can kind of feel when it's starting to really pile up on me. But it's hard to put yourself as a priority. And as the saying goes, though, you can't pour from an empty cup. So fill your cups, mamas, fill them up. And it doesn't have to mean like overindulging in chocolate as you binge watch a show or blow money all the time on, you know, buying new things or manis and pedis. Like, but I mean, if you can and want to treat yourself, like I am all about that as well. But what I mean about self-care is like, just don't forget that you matter and that you are more than just a mom. Right? That's so hard for me. Like I tend to take on my identity as like the roles I play, like mom, wife, teacher, whatever it is that I'm doing, it consumes me. And so it's really important not to forget that you're just a little old human and you're more than that. And you need to take care of yourself. Even if it's something so small, like taking a shower, which I will say is not always an enjoyable experience as a mom. Right. We don't even get like alone time at the bathroom. I know that I want to say this weekend, like I was in the shower and my daughter's got her hands pressed up against the shower door. And I was probably in there, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and the whole time, bum, 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 bum. So did I get to relax? No. All right. However, you can bet your bottom dollar that like the minute my daughter's distracted or that my son is napping, like I'm reading, I'm writing, I'm sipping my coffee, no matter how cold it is, or I'm watching a show. Like when I've had that time for me, I have more energy so that I can spend it with the kids. And, you know, it's so worth it. Even if it's like a 20 minute break or less. Another idea, if you're wanting to maybe do a workout or practice yoga, have your kids join you. I know that my daughter, she now like imitates us, but she enjoys doing some of the practices and having her own little mat. And so it's really been great. And then of course, weather permitting, like take those walks. Walks are just, at least for me, like they're so nourishing for my mind and my body. And even though it's the snowiest month for us in Colorado right now, I'm still, when there's a warm day, like I'm outside taking that walk. So if you do feel like you have too many obligations or to commit to and just not enough time, then add it to your schedule, like pencil yourself in, pretend it's a meeting, right? Like meeting with myself, do what you got to do to make it happen. So take that break, mom. Regardless, like mom guilt is going to be there, which is unfortunate. So you may as well squeeze in whatever time for yourself that you possibly can. So I'd love to know, like, what are you guys doing to kind of rejuvenate yourselves? How do you take care of you? All right. So there you have it. These are my 5 tips on how I at least try to master this mill spouse life as a mama. And I'd love to hear how other moms attempt this too. So if you've got any tips that you want to share, please drop them below in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. We do encourage you to reach out to us here at Army Wife Network by following us on our social media platforms at Army Wife Network. Remember to stay tuned for future Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments, and be sure to catch the audio versions and full-length Army Wife Talk Radio episodes on the podcast app of your choice. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.